Welcome to the Copy Dates podcast. I'm your host, Megan Taylor, copywriter, bookworm, and founder of the Copy Template Shop. I believe that anyone can write strong copy, and I'm here to teach you how to write words that sell your online offers while prioritizing real connection, serving your audience, and simply being who you are. I know you have a message that deserves to be heard and unique skills that need to be shared. And in each episode, I'll give you an actionable tip so that you can write better copy, reach more people, and sell your offers in an easy and authentic way. So grab a hot drink and get ready to cozy up with your weekly dose of magnetic messaging and captivating copy. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Copy Dates podcast. I am so excited to have you here. Today, we are going to be talking all about waitlists and, you know, where waitlist belongs in your launch strategy and specifically where waitlist strategies tend to go wrong. And the reason I wanted to talk about this, of course, is the fact that sometimes it does go wrong. And whenever I see something like that, that frustrates me, I always want to do a podcast about it. But you may have also noticed that one of the newest templates in the Copy Template Shop is our waitlist page template. And I know that some people have kind of messaged me to ask why. And why copy and why messaging is so important when we are doing a waitlist strategy specifically. A lot of people think, oh, can't I just, you know, ask people for their email and their first name and then just be on my merry way? And that's how I implement a waitlist strategy. And I mean, you can, but it's not the most effective way to make a waitlist strategy work for you and for your launch, especially from a conversion point of view. So today I want to talk a little bit about what a waitlist strategy actually is, why it's important and when we should be using it, and where that strategy does tend to go wrong, and what that means for our messaging and our copy. So let's dive on in. Let's start by talking about what a waitlist strategy actually is, because until you've actually done it in your business, it's something that it's not super foreign. It's not like it's a term that, you know, is difficult to understand. But until we do it, we sometimes don't necessarily understand its purpose. So a waitlist strategy is basically just a way to allow people in your community and in your audience to show interest in your upcoming launch ahead of time. Essentially, what will be happening is they will trade their contact information, usually just their first name and their email address, but sometimes we'll trade a little bit more info in exchange for something good. Sometimes it's early access to a program. Other times it's some sort of exclusive bonus that's only made available during the launch process to those who actually signed up for the waitlist. So this kind of strategy works particularly well if there is some sort of scarcity element to your offer. So for example, let's say that the first 10 registrants get something special like a one-on-one coaching call with you. Or maybe there's limited availability. Or maybe you are launching a mastermind program and you really want to keep it intimate and small. And so you are limiting it to just 10 people, for example. And of course, you can use an application-based program and that's going to help as well. But a waitlist strategy can be really effective there because you're really building hype and attracting the right kind of people. You're only then building an email list or at least a segment on your email list made up of people who are already particularly interested in whatever it is that you are about to launch. Even if you aren't necessarily incentivizing the waitlist, although I do recommend it, it's still good practice. And the reason that I really like a waitlist strategy is that it gives your audience extra time to really think about your offer and make a plan to buy. I think sometimes we get really caught up in the online business world. Sometimes we get so accustomed to seeing these massive price tags on programs, even like a $997 course may seem inexpensive to some of us who have been in the industry for a while. But we have to remember that not everybody necessarily has the same kind of cash flow as us, particularly if you are not offering a payment plan. It's really important to offer your community and offer your audience that time and that courtesy to plan, to really think about whether they want to invest in something and give them that time to actually come up with the funds or, you know, overcome some of their own objections that they may have around your offer. So that's why I really like a waitlist strategy. But it does perform really well when you incentivize it with some sort of bonus or exclusivity. And you'll see big brands do this all the time, right? Think about I think it's Fenty. I think Rihanna's lingerie line, you know, she does not her makeup line, but her lingerie line. She does these exclusive collections and, you know, you can only get, maybe there's only a drop of 100 of a certain type of bra. And she's really building hype around it that way. We see this happen with Apple, with the latest iPhone release, right? How often have you gotten on a wait list for a big brand that's revealing something that's really intriguing to you? But it's not a strategy that is limited to big brands. As online business owners, we can absolutely be implementing waitlist strategies in our own businesses, and we should. And I also want to remind you that there is no rule around the time frame for which you should be building your waitlist. Again, it is kind of common courtesy to let your audience know when they can expect the cart to open. So from a buyer's perspective, I tend to find it quite frustrating when I join a waitlist for a program that I'm really, really keen on, and there's no indication anywhere on the waitlist page or in the delivery email after I signed up for that waitlist to let me know when the program's actually going to be available, right? I don't know if I have to wait a week. I don't know if I have to wait 3 months. I don't know if I have to wait 6 months. And if it's an extended period of time and it's a problem that I really need solving ASAP or a transformation that I am looking for ASAP, then I might need to just go and look at a competitor's offer, right? So it's really important to be transparent about when your waitlist is actually going to end, but there's no set time frame. There's no rule around, you know, oh, you should only open your waitlist 2 weeks before your open cart or 3 weeks before your open cart. You can be building your waitlist all throughout the year and then only opening your cart maybe once or twice that year. Maybe especially, you know, if there's like a live component to your program where you're doing coaching calls or something, you only want to open it up once or twice a year. And that's totally okay. But it's so important to just communicate that, to be transparent with the people who are signing up for your waitlist, and to make sure that you are actually nurturing those people who sign up for your waitlist. So we'll talk about that a little bit more in a second, how you can actually nurture your waitlist. But first, let's talk about where waitlist strategies tend to go wrong. And the most common mistake that I see happen with a waitlist strategy is that people will set it up just as a quick way for people to get on their email list, right? They'll show up on Instagram, they'll do an Instagram live and say, I'm creating this offer, or they'll be super secretive about it even. Maybe it's just a post and it says something cool is coming. If you want to get on the waitlist and find out more about it, click the link in my bio and drop your contact information. And yeah, of course, we want to be collecting their info, right? We want to be able to contact them once the cart is open and once our offer is officially launching. But it's so important to remember that we don't want to be doing that with just anyone. If it's important for you, and it's important for most of us, to have high conversions in your launch, if you really want to have engaging conversations with your audience, and if you really want your efforts and all of this time and effort that you're putting into your waitlist strategy to be worth it, you need to be pre-qualifying those leads. So I talk about pre-qualifying your leads quite a bit on the pod, but what do I actually mean by pre-qualifying? It essentially means that you are filtering people right at the tip top of your funnel here. Anybody who's coming onto your waitlist, you're kind of filtering them and qualifying them to make sure that they are a good fit for your offer. That's why we talk about this a lot in terms of website copy, right? It's so important in your website copy to be pre-qualifying the leads that you're getting, giving them the information that they need to make a really informed decision on whether or not you are the right person for them and you are the person that they want to work with, so that by the time they're actually reaching out to you or hopping on a sales call with you or even just, you know, sending you an email, they already have a pretty good idea of whether or not they're a great fit. And it's so important as a busy business owner to pre-qualify your leads, because it's going to save you a lot of time and a lot of stress and a lot of headache, because you are no longer hopping on these sales calls or trying to sell to people who aren't necessarily a good fit. Are you getting ready to launch your next incredible offer, but feeling a tad overwhelmed by the sheer amount of copy you need to write to get things off the ground? Outsourcing to a copywriter isn't your only option. You can actually become your own best copywriter and knock out all of that copy in way less time with the help of the Copy Template Shop. From our launch messaging journal to sales emails templates, not to mention sales pages for virtually every kind of offer, the Copy Template Shop has all the templates you need to whip up high converting, connection-driven copy for your next launch in record time. Head to copytemplateshop.com and check out the sales copy category for all of your launch copy needs. That's copytemplateshop.com. And this is true with your waitlist strategy too. Even in this waitlist stage of your launch, we really want to be pre-qualifying our leads. We want to be attracting people who actually want to pay for our offer. And again, this is kind of where a waitlist strategy is so handy, because you are building a segment on your email list of people who have said, look, I know that this is a paid offer and I'm interested. Not just freebie seekers, right? But they also need to be good quality leads for you and people that you genuinely want to be investing in your offers. So how do you pre-qualify your leads with a waitlist strategy? You need to make it crystal clear who the offer is for, which means your waitlist page needs to have all the information that a reader needs to self-identify and give it that initial yes. They need to have a hunch after reading your waitlist page, right? Your waitlist opt-in page. They need to already have a hunch that they're going to say, yes, this is the offer for me. Now, what does that look like in practice? You're probably thinking, Megan, you know, does this mean that I need to have like a whole sales page on my waitlist page? Absolutely not. Okay. They don't necessarily need all of the details about your offer. They don't need to know exactly which modules are in your course. They don't need to know, you know, how many workbooks are going to be delivered. They probably don't need to know when the coaching calls are going to happen. But they do need to be able to answer the basic question, is this offer the right fit for me? So I encourage you to think about that, right? What does somebody need to know about this offer that you're going to be launching to be able to make an informed decision on whether or not it is the right fit for them? And make sure that you are communicating that on your waitlist page. And that is why we developed the waitlist page template for the Copy Template Shop, because it allows you to answer those questions. once you have someone on your wait list, and I told you we were going to get back to this, it's so important to nurture them once they are there. That is the other thing that I commonly see where a waitlist strategy goes wrong. So you have done a really great job, hopefully, at this point, of pre-qualifying your leads. And you are building a segment on your email list of people who are the perfect fit for this offer that you are about to launch. It's so important not to ghost on them, okay? Please don't ghost on your waitlist. Once you have them there, you have to use this as an opportunity to build hype for the offer that you are going to be launching and really build connection and trust with these particular email subscribers, right? You can't just get people on your waitlist and then ghost them for 2 to 3 weeks and then all of a sudden surprise them with an email, you know, 2 to 3 weeks down the road, and assume that that open cart email is going to convert. You're going to be sorely disappointed, okay? We don't want to be setting ourselves up for disappointment. We want to be setting ourselves up for success. And the best way to do that is to welcome people to the waitlist, welcome them to this new part of your community, and again, reassure them that they're in the right place. So you've already done a fairly good job on your opt-in page of allowing somebody to decide whether or not they're in the right place. And now that they're there, let's affirm that decision. We welcome them to the waitlist. We send them a couple of heads-up emails about the offer that's coming. And we build credibility for ourselves. Maybe we tell them a little bit more about ourselves and our business and what it is that we do. Maybe we introduce them to some case studies of people who have gone through this offer before or who have worked with us on a one-on-one basis. You don't need to wait until the cart is open to sell. You can be having these conversations with the people on your waitlist even weeks, potentially even months ahead of time. The buying process and the customer journey is going to look a little bit different for everyone. And please don't go into this type of strategy with the assumption that just because somebody joined the waitlist means that they already have all the info they need to say yes, right? But really, at the end of the day, the most important takeaway I want you to have from today's episode is to make sure that the right people are landing on your waitlist, okay? We don't want to build a waitlist full of freebie grabbers or deal seekers who are only signing up to your waitlist because you said that there's going to be a discount and they hear the word discount or they hear the word sale, and that's what gets them interested. Yes, incentivizing your waitlist is super important, but it's also incredibly important to be filling that waitlist with the right people. You're doing yourself a service this way because you're ensuring that you're filling your programs and filling your courses with people who are actually going to get the transformation that you're delivering. But you're also doing your readers a service because you are helping them make the most informed decision for themselves. And that is where something like a waitlist page copy template comes in handy, but also getting super clear on your messaging way ahead of time. We talked about launch messaging in last week's episode, and if you missed that episode, I highly recommend going back and listening to it. Even if you are still in the creation phase of your offer, you're still fleshing things out, getting clear on your messaging right now is going to help you build a waitlist that is full of the right people, people who are actually likely to convert once it's launch time. So I hope today's episode was helpful for you. That is all that I have to say, really, about waitlists and waitlist strategies. We are going to be back next week. We are going to be talking about, I think, what is the most daunting part of the sales process for a lot of people, which is overcoming objections in your sales copy. We're going to be talking about how to handle objections in a gentle and empathetic way. Thanks so much, and I will see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Copy Dates podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you feel more confident in your ability to write copy and that you're feeling excited about sharing your message and offers with the world. If you love what you learned, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode. And leave us a review so we can reach more online entrepreneurs who want to develop authentic connection with their audience through powerful copy. As always, don't forget to show me where you're tuning in from. Snap a pic, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at megantaylor.co. I'd love to connect with you beyond your headphones. See you back here next week. And remember, I'm rooting for you always.